Hey, I got a quick question for you.
You got a quick question for me?
Yeah.
What's it?
What do a penis and a Rubik's Cube have in common? The longer you play with, the harder it gets. What's up, peace, silly listeners? Welcome to the podcast that takes this silliness seriously. The professionally silly podcast. It's your audible boo thing, Amber Smiles Jones, and my cousin Mello is joining us once again.
And for the TK listeners out there.
That's right, TK listeners, make sure you go ahead and check out his podcast as well.
So, we're going to be raw today?
Oh, we're gonna be raw.
Okay.
We're going to be raw. I'm not editing this episode. What happens, happens. Yeah. Please don't get us canceled.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm terrified.
It's going to be fun today.
Yeah, so this is a podcast where we shoot the shit, where comedy can meet any topic that we discuss. So shout out to all my listeners, new and old. And not sure if you guys noticed or not, but, you know, the podcast now has a new thumbnail artwork. So shout out to AC Creative for designing it. I fucking love it. Yeah. They are fucking amazing. I just love the yellow background. It's like it's fire. It pops. Yes, it pops. So today we got a lot to cover. It's going to be a fun one. It's going to be really fun. Best believe that. All right. You ready for this plethora of what the fuck I got for you?
What the fuck?
Yeah, man. But before we get started, as always, please do me a favor and help this podcast by giving a 5-star and written review on whichever platform that you're listening to, especially if you got that Apple podcast and that Spotify. That's where it's at right there. Hook up your Audible boo thing with the opportunity to earn some new listeners. Yes! Yes, yes, yes. You know what I'm saying? Oh, and don't forget to check out the podcast Instagram page at It's Pro Silly, ItsProSilly. I do post photos pertaining to my episodes. Okay, so let's go ahead. This is something I want to share with you. I found this on Reddit. Okay. And it was under the mildly infuriating community trend posting page, whatever.
So I have a confession before you go in.
Okay, what the fuck?
I'm so new to Reddit, like, I just downloaded it, like, 3 days ago.
Oh, don't feel bad. I downloaded it, like, 2 years ago. I'm new, too.
And I had no idea all this stuff, all these, like, I guess blogs, you can call them?
Or oh, yeah.
Opinions? Or,
they're, like little forums all over the place.
Yo, I said there's a ton of
and for a conspiracy theorist like yourself, that's a dangerous place for you
Stop
to be.
Stop calling me a conspiracy theorist. I do my research on things. Anyway, it's just crazy to me.
It's
and,
crazy.
And so, just like how you showed me that you know, that app where you, no, we can talk to different people.
The Necrophonic app?
No.
Omegle? Oh, yeah. For those of you listening, Omegle
and they say
is like this website where you can chat with people on video, like random people,
and they said
strangers.
It's been out for years.
Yeah.
And I was just like, I had
over
no
a decade,
idea.
I feel I like.
No, yeah, that's what they said. They were like, he was like, yo, I was in high school when it came out. And I'm like, bitch, you're old now.
What are you talking about? Like, wait, was he our age?
No, he's a little bit older.
Oh, thank God.
So I was just like, what the fuck, you know? Hey, that's part of what the fuck, though. Come on.
There you go. I told you there's going to be a plethora of what the fuck. So I was on Reddit. It's Chris's. Wait a minute. Why are you looking at me like that?
I'm just really, really waiting for the.
Yeah,
you know.
Like you was like really like looking into my soul.
Yes,
like we had a moment.
Yes.
I'm
like, okay, so what's going on?
Yo.
What was on Reddit?
Listening intently. My God. So it says here, it's a screenshot, which I'll show you in a minute. It's a screenshot of someone sharing that they located their iPods, okay? Their AirPods. It says, the person who stole my AirPods off my flight is staying in a hotel 2 blocks away from me. This is... That's where it is.
I wouldn't even believe it. I'd be like, I must have dropped them or something.
That's where it is.
I would have been like, I must have dropped them. It's too close.
I'm guessing, let me put this down. I'm guessing that they probably have been trying to follow that particular location for a second. You know what I'm saying?
And then just settled there, you think?
Yeah, that's
like
what I'm thinking.
Once you stop moving?
Yeah.
Okay, I got you.
That's what I'm thinking. He's like, oh shit, they're right down the... 2 blocks away. Like, okay, so my question is, man, if that was you, would you go get the AirPods? They're 2 blocks away. You saw the map. And guys, I'm going to be posting this photo of the map on the Instagram, on the podcast Instagram.
Yes, I'm going to get my motherfucking headphones, because for one, well, I remember, you know, they were like $400-something.
At one point, they were.
And, you know, I had to go, you know, paid for them. I'm so happy. It was during COVID and shit, you know, Best Buy. They were like, hey, we're just going to put it in your trunk and you can just go on about your business. So, yeah, I'd be upset.
Yeah. So let me ask you, how would you handle it?
What do you mean?
Like, you going in aggressive? You going in like...
You know how I'm coming. Why you asking this question?
I guess that was a loaded question.
Are you trying?
Okay. I already knew what time it was. I don't even know why I asked you. I'm sorry, man. You know what I'm saying?
I'm a Gemini. Come on. You already know.
He was about to hand them a two-piece immediately. Two-piece and a biscuit right to the face.
And you know what's crazy? Start off real cordial and real... Hey, excuse me. You know...
Then bam!
I...
Right?
No. Oh. Okay. Not yet. Hold on.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
I
got excited.
My phone led me here, and I'm just trying to make some sense of this because I'm a little appalled, you know. I've been following it for the last 30 minutes. Can you help me out here or something like that? You know, I've notified the police, you know. Then, you know, I really didn't call the police, but I just want to see what they're going to say.
Right.
Start getting aggressive, then you can go motherfucking...
Bam! In the face.
It was better the way you did it last time.
Oh. Bam!
There you go. It actually there sounded it like...
I hope I didn't scare you. I just realized I was probably horrifying. Like, my God, like I'm sorry.
Really broke, but yeah, man. That's exactly what's going on. And,
I guess, okay, so if it were me, I definitely would want to go over there. But the thing is, these days, especially these days, you don't know what the fuck you're walking into.
So what?
But so I don't want to die with no AirPods, bro.
You live once.
Yeah. But I could die then.
You can die in your sleep.
You also die once.
You can die in your sleep.
If you're lucky, huh?
You can die in your sleep.
I could die right now.
Exactly.
Aneurysm can take me. This whole podcast will end.
What's already made for you is going to happen. So at the end of the day, you better just walk into the situation.
Nah, bruh. I will call the police department.
No.
Let them know what's popping.
You're a square.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Because check this out.
I'm going to live.
Let me say this. I understand that. But suppose this. Suppose the person goes, hey, oh, I'm sorry. I picked these up, and, you know, this is where we're staying. This is, you know, I'm so sorry.
That's a possibility,
here you
too.
Go.
That's it. You're right. You're right.
Like, I really meant no harm about it, but, you know.
I got hyped up by the way he was going to answer the door the first place.
Well, like I said, if they get hyped with me after I told them
But, you know, a lot of BAM was going on.
That's what would happen.
You know, so I got scared. So I was like, now I'm thinking, oh, they're going to shoot me immediately.
They're going to start trying to insult your intelligence. And once they start trying to insult your intelligence, that's when you got to like, all right, bitch, I'm not playing with you no more.
I mean, to be honest with you, why even steal anything these days? I mean, especially any type of iPhone or Apple device. Well, it makes no fucking sense. You can track those like that.
I'm talking about you can track the left or the right.
I mean, right. Make a left down the corridor. There's a second door on your left. Like, it's going to tell you exactly where to go. It's insane. Okay, so when we come back, I have something I want to share with you guys.
Why do we have to go?
Because I got to pee. Damn, I was trying to be
smooth
with it.
Why do we have to go?
I just said why.
Why?
So we'll be back.
And let's go.
Yo, I got to tell y'all something really weird that Mello did today. It was weird as hell. Okay, so y'all remember my cousin RJ who joined us last week? She is in New York right now with some family, you know, doing some family stuff, blah, blah, blah. Okay. And so she sent us a text in our little group text. There's three of us in it. And she was just saying that she missed us. And Mello here was like, yo, let's FaceTime her. Actually, he didn't say it. He just did it. And then he sent me a join in FaceTime so it can be a three-way FaceTime, you know? But the odd part is he was annoyed that I did not answer his FaceTime call. And I didn't answer because I was sitting right next to him on the same couch. Like, on the same, like, we was on the same bench. You know what I'm saying? He's like, answer, pick it up. I'm like, nigga, I'm right here. Like, what?
Pissed me off.
I don't understand why you were FaceTiming me.
I never used it before. I wanted to see what it was like, you know?
And then he goes inside the house.
Yeah.
We take the whole journey with him. Like, I know the house. Like, I knew where he was, and it was crazy.
But the whole point for that was we didn't need no static and all that other, you know, high-frequency sounds that come when we're too close together.
Well, see, that all of that could have been taken care of because I was sitting next to you. You didn't have to FaceTime me, fam. Like,
once again, I wanted to see what it was like with all three people.
And yours was the only one that was choppy. You know what I mean?
Do you have trash that needs to go out?
This is great.
So that's
this
my
is raw.
That's my mom asking if we have trash. I told you we was recording. Yo, and this microphone picks up everything, including that plastic bag you're holding. We heard you before you came in the room. Yo. Ooh. This is raw, unfiltered.
Definitely.
And it is also trash day, so we got to make sure we take that down to the curb. I bet you're one of those people who overuse voice messages.
Excuse me?
Are you?
That do what?
Overuse voice messages.
What do you mean?
That little texting feature in your phone where you can just leave a voice message in the text instead of actually physically texting.
No, I don't use that shit.
Why did you look at me with such hate in your heart?
I don't even know what that is. I'm still confused.
A voice message
like
on
how
your
you do
iPhone.
All the time, like how you always send those voice audio shits, and I have to sit there and everybody be quiet. My cousin has a proclamation. And
what?
Yeah.
Are you talking about the voice message on your phone?
What are you talking about?
I'm so
fucking confused. This is why I'm looking at you with such disdain. How dare you?
Where is your phone?
Why?
Pull it out. I'm gonna show you what it is.
Nobody cares.
But you seem so confused. Go to messages. Any message. Doesn't even matter. That button right there.
That's what you use. I'm not you. No. No. Who does that? No.
Why did it take you 20 minutes to understand what I was talking about? Let's go to that.
Anyway. No. Who uses that? That's for people that are fucking lazy like you. But if you're driving, it's beneficial if you drive for work.
Safety first.
Because I'm all about texting with that thumb. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I fucking hate it.
I'm just saying.
All right, so here's something I want to get into, guys. All right. You know that feeling you get when you wake up and you're late as fuck for work? That panic that you feel?
I did that yesterday. So, you know, I didn't hear my alarm. I literally just... Wherever I was stoned into my body because that's how I felt. I just jumped up like one of those things.
Oh, shit. That's terrifying as hell.
It was so crazy. And I was just like, okay, I'm back. I looked at the clock. I looked at the phone. First of all, my room was illuminated. Like, the sun was in my room and my blinds were closed. So I said, bitch, the sun is You get what I'm saying? It's
Yeah, because you came pretty early to go to work. It's still dark outside.
Slightly.
Yeah.
So when I saw the sun, I said, okay, this is the problem. Bitch, it was motherfucking 9-something already.
9? You supposed to be there at 8.
To get the guys there, I was supposed to be there at 7:30.
Oh, shit.
So, you understand? I'm just like, okay. Don't panic. Remain calm. If anybody calls you, keep your composure. If they get ignorant, let them have it. Custom the fuck out. They don't know your fucking life. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, bitch, you don't know what I do. You don't know what I go through, bitch. Fuck you. Anyway, I showered, you know, I got dressed. Mind you, I was so tired. I was so hungover. I was just like, what? I felt so weak. I was just like, what's
going on? Oh, you were hungover too?
No, I wasn't hungover, but I was hungover. Like, I just was drained.
You know what I mean?
And, you know, the dog, he wasn't going to the bathroom or anything like that. So it was just crazy. So I walked him real quick. Said, fuck it, you on your own for the day. You better hope Amber walk you when you get
home. Oh, my God.
So...
You would do some shit like that.
Going to work, traffic galore. Mm. When I say every lane wasn't moving, there was an accident. When you got to university, it was just real crazy.
I mean, Atlanta. You know what I'm saying?
I just hated it. It was the worst. And I promise you, and my mama, I just sat there and I said, you know, whatever. So I got to work at maybe 11 o'clock.
Oh, bitch. That...
I got to work at 11 o'clock, what? Right?
You're still employed?
Yeah.
That's what's up.
I do my job. I'm very efficient. They can't do it without me. You know, and I walked in. It was a smooth transition. Nobody even knew I wasn't there. So I said, that's what's up. Perfect. I said, see what happens when you trust in the higher power.
Look at God.
Right.
Yeah, I tell you what. I experienced something sort of similar to that because I was late as fuck at work this week, actually. And you was here, you know what I'm saying?
I heard it. I was sitting in my room just like, oh, my God, I hope she doesn't get killed on the way to work because she's going to be flying up there, goddamn road. Because, I mean, you took the steps 3x3 like she was going do-do-do-do-do-do.
You hear me running down the stairs, bro?
The door, ba-boom. I said, well, damn, bitch, you don't give a fuck about the rest of the people in this house.
In my mind, I was as quiet as I could have been.
She left every fucking light on. She, like,
I left one light on.
No, you ran out the house that day. You left the upstairs light on.
No, I didn't.
Light on in the hallway.
You full of shit.
Yeah, I promise you.
I left the downstairs hall light on.
You're horrible.
I do that so Sammy can see me leave.
Girl.
I heard it after I said it. Because if she sees me leave, she takes it a little easier.
Don't.
Samantha's my cat.
She can see in the dark, bitch.
Who are new listening.
She can see in the dark, bitch.
That's why I did it.
Wait a minute.
It's so easier to see the
light. Is it more comforting when she doesn't have to use UV vision?
Yo, that shit is creepy as fuck. when you look at your dogs or your cats or whatever animal you have and the light reflects off their eyes in a certain way, that shit is creepy as shit, especially from afar. And that bitch be looking like a demon at 3 a.m., bro. You know what I'm saying? So, okay, get this. I was late for, I was supposed to be there at 5 a.m. Fam, I woke up at 4:55.
Okay, perfect. So you see what I'm saying? It's like, yo, you were not ready. What were you doing? You know what I'm saying? Like any day you hear your alarm, why this day would that happen? But you know what I heard?
Yeah, what?
Sometimes it's God saving your life because had you been on the road, 30 minutes earlier or something like that.
Maybe.
You might have, missed the accident. Like, that accident that I saw, it could have probably been me. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's true.
So, I think of things that way. And at the end of the day, like I said, it was a smooth transition. What about for you?
Now, I'll tell you this. If you're anything like me, you hate being late. You're that person who shows up early because on time is late.
I don't do that.
That's me. You know what I'm saying? Your work ethic is fire. That's just how I roll, y'all, okay?
You get what you pay for, man.
Yeah, I believe that. That's true as fuck. That's why this nigga is broke. I had to come for you. I'm sorry. You left the opening. Okay.
Yeah.
So,
okay. Bitch, and I got way more money than you. Shut up.
I tell you what, we're both richer than R. Kelly. So.
Ain't that something?
You know, when you think about it.
They're about to do Trump.
Hey, you know what I'm saying? Okay, so what happened with me? Okay, so I live in, just south of Atlanta, right?
No.
And anywhere, pretty much. Anywhere. I mean, nobody knows. I'm not going to say it, first of all. I don't need any stalkers. Not that I'm important enough to have them, but internet's wildin'. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So anyways, any place, usually, no matter where you live out here, everybody's speeding at all times.
That's everywhere in Georgia.
I know. That's what I'm saying. Anywhere, pretty much. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Especially they got a Dodge Charger. Watch the fuck out. Oof. But this day, everybody's doing the fucking speed limit because I'm late. Nobody wants to speed up. I get stuck behind a fucking minivan. Why is there a minivan out at this hour?
Yeah, you leave pretty. Yeah.
What are you doing?
You leave early. But some people, I guess, are getting their kids to school.
It was like.
You get what I'm saying?
Almost 5 in the morning, so I guess that's possible. But what school is like?
So, there's
6 a.m.?
There's that mom that lives like in Jackson that still hires a daddy, and she probably works in fucking Alpharetta, so her kid goes to school in Sandy Springs. So,
oh, that's what I mean? That's a lot of driving.
Shit is real, though.
If you're familiar with the Atlanta area, that's a lot.
It's pretty much going from the south to the middle.
Can you imagine having to drive the 400 every day to get to work?
Yeah, my nigga. I used to.
Oh, I don't know how the fuck you did that.
And I'm talking about that shit crazy before 12 o'clock, It's just, you be like, why am I on this? Why? And I used to do it every day. But, you learn the routes. Sometimes the city has a certain energy that you can feel the pulse.
That's true.
You know how to kind of
navigate. That's true. I usually avoid highways if I can.
You know what I never figured out?
What?
So there was a time I used to ride the bus, right?
Uh-huh.
And so I'm in a
model
car.
Model or smarter?
Now, and I'm just like, how am I in traffic in a car? But I was never in traffic in a bus. That bus was.
They get the bus lane.
No, nigga, there ain't no bus lane. Not the routes I used to take. And I'm just like, the bus just be moving through somehow.
But they make a lot of stops.
Yeah.
I don't know.
That shit lasts fucking 10 seconds. If you got somebody old.
Okay, I got a question for you.
Huh?
And those of you listening. Have you ever had that dream where you know something scary or bad is about to happen and you try to run, but you can't? Or you think you're moving your legs fast, but they're barely moving?
Yo.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you're trying to get your flojo on. If you're old enough, you know who the fuck that is. It's just like, okay, she's one of the dopest black female track stars to ever live. But you either can't move or you're running slow as shit. So I hate that damn dream. I hate it. It's the worst. You've had that before? Now, have you had it more than once? No. I've had it many times, and it's a pain in the ass.
Why so many times?
I don't know, but here's something that I did look up here, is that, okay, so according to dreamsmeanings1.com, mm-hmm. it says here, so what does dream where you can't run mean? Such a dream is a symbolic of escapism from real world situations or circumstances. Your desire to run in your dream implies that you do have certain goals and objectives in your life which you only have set for yourself, but you're too scared to move towards that direction. Your inability to move in your dream is your anxiety about keeping low faith in your capabilities. And to cover those up, you're either running away or avoiding it or maybe delaying it. The dream is a message from your subconscious mind that escaping circumstances is never a solution. You need to buck up and keep moving towards your goals.
That's interesting.
It kind of makes sense, but you know, if you Google it enough, someone else will have another interpretation. But I guess everything is up to interpretation, including dreams. I mean, it's not a science. And I'd be lying. There are a lot of things in my life that I was afraid to move forward to, whether I was afraid of failure or rejection or whatever. It happens. Yeah. It happens. And for someone who's listening right now, I'm sure at one point in your life, you've experienced that type of, I don't want to say fear, but maybe hesitation to do something that you've always wanted to do for whatever reason that may be. But you got to remind yourself that you only fail completely if you actually don't try. I mean, that's what it is. When they say the early bird gets the worm, there's a reason. First one there, everybody else sleep. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. You got to go out there and you got to get it. You got to get that bag, catch that dream. You know what I'm saying? Try something new. Keep yourself stimulated. Because you know what they always say? Life is hella short, one. And it feels like the older you get, the faster it goes, right? It's crazy.
Well, I mean, when you say it, yeah, that's what you're putting out there. So,
yeah,
you know, spelling spells, you know, it's not just that for a reason. You know?
I mean, yeah.
It's what it is. Like, cool.
So, I mean, here's something right here that's about to rock your mind right here.
Oh, boy, here we go.
Yeah, I'm about to rock all of your minds. So I was listening to The Burt Show, and they were talking about something that's on TikTok or something. Uh-huh. And it was about the amount of time that you have left to see your family. Okay, and it's like, it puts it down to numbers. It's kind of creepy.
What, how they do app?
No. It's like a TikTok trend or some shit.
Not cool. I don't even want to talk about it.
Huh?
It's not cool.
Oh, it's happening.
That's kind of crazy.
It's happening.
That's like demonic.
So, pretty much what they're saying is if you put it to, like, numbers, like something that you can add and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Let's say you didn't live with your family, like your parents or whatever. Let's say you moved out of state or something. So chances are you're going to see them maybe a couple of times a year if you're lucky, sometimes once a year, once every other year, what have you.
Mm-hmm.
Let's say that those family members are in like their 80s or 90s, your older family members, right? Unfortunately, they're not going to be here as long. So when you add up the time that you actually see them, you might only get to see them two or three more times while they're still here.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying? Time is fucking fleeting. So at this time, while we're here, as Mo from In the Moment would say, we got to give people their flowers while they're here. You know what I'm saying? We got to show love, respect, honor, all that good stuff while the people we care about are here. Because you can't spend 24 hours with everybody in your life. It's impossible.
I totally understand that. But I look at it just a little. I look at it just similar. Just tweak just a little bit.
Tweak it.
So, to me, time doesn't exist. And...
Oh, that's more of a tweak. You just took away time.
It doesn't exist. I mean, it's really a construction just to, you know, gauge out the moment. Because let's think about this. If I never lay down and go to sleep, for me, that day never ended, you know? And then when I do go to sleep, I'm really resting because I don't even know where the fuck I'm going half the time. You get what I'm saying? Like, we leave our bodies, burn our minds. Sometimes just pitch darkness. Sometimes we have dreams. We come back. We can't remember them. Like, sometimes we come back. We do remember them. Like, those are different things that are part of another sensory that we not really tapped into all the way. But they, you know, they can't really take that away from us because those are, like, our God-given gifts and shit. But I just don't believe in time. And I feel like, you know, if you never... go to sleep or blink. You know, the day doesn't end. I mean, shoot.
What time is it?
It doesn't exist. Think about it.
That was a test. I wanted to see what you was going to say. If he was like, nigga, it's 8:04, I'm like, nigga, that's time. That's an interesting way of looking at it. Never thought about it that way. Not sure I agree with it, but I respect it. I respect it because of the person it's coming from.
Think about it like this, right?
Because if you like some random nigga on the street, they'd be like, yeah, you crazy.
Think about it like this. How they like to sit there and talk about how God created the world and da 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 da. And this was the first day and that was the second day. Listen about all the things that, you know, they talk about in that. And when you read the Bible sometimes, it's not as...
Are you discussing the one thing I don't discuss on my podcast? Is religion?
No, it's not religion.
All right.
It's not religion. We're just talking about...
Because you know how you get.
It's not about religion, though.
Okay.
But it's really just saying, like, you know, the day will not end. And, like, even with politics, they made all the...
See, that's the shit I'm talking about. Yo, you an asshole. There's two things I do not discuss my podcast. Yeah. It's politics and religion.
I'm just saying, we're not talking about politics at all. But I'm just saying, even in that genre, in that field, they've constructed time zones, which is what we operate on, which is why you ask me what time it is. I usually would give you a number. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And every place in the world has a number that correlates and makes sense. That way the other zone can function. Does that make sense to you?
Yes.
Okay. So that's all I'm trying to say. So we're not talking politics or religion, but I'm just saying, to me, that's why I base what
He literally was the first person to say the word politics.
But I mean, shut up.
Yo, this is a professionally silly podcast. We'll be right back.
Step two, get some good, some food in you. Step three, think real hard about what you want to be. Step four, fuck everybody, just do your thing.
So I want to share some happy with you guys. I thought this was kind of cool. Because every day our social media feeds and news are flooding our minds with negative shit and tragedies. And it was just refreshing to see something positive on my newsfeed on Twitter, you know?
Twitter!
For once, because, you know, Twitter is known for the negativity.
Yes, God.
Jeez.
And the porn.
Yeah, yeah. But you ever be, like, just scrolling through, like, oh, what's going on with pop culture? Black dick! Like,
I can't open my Twitter around anybody.
You gotta be careful. It's like opening Pornhub. You gotta be careful.
I did it at the barbershop, and I learned my lesson never again.
Oh, was it gay porn?
What?
That's the only thing
niggas
that Twitter has,
busted.
I feel like.
Damn, bro. I said, the barber's just like, whoa, bro.
They was getting to business, huh?
He was like, whoa, bro, you wrong for that. I looked at him, I said, bro, I promise you. Like, I was just reading something about Trump. You know what I mean?
Because
everything that I read on news takes me to Twitter for like the fact check, where I'd be like, okay, this I said, what? I said, oh my God.
If you are a black male listening to this, I know you are dying.
The barber was like, yo, you're
that's the
for
one
that,
spot where you just don't click on gay porn. Like,
yeah, man, I had no idea.
You don't do that.
I had no idea. It was horrible.
Yo, like what kind? What, like, what was happening?
I'm not gonna go into that.
Okay, let me get back to this happy shit that I saw on Twitter. Yo, you gotta tell me off.
I will. Off mic. As soon as we go to commercial.
Oh, okay. Commercial. What the fuck? I'm not making any money, bitch. I get no money for this fucking podcast. Oh my God. Oh my God. Okay, so did you hear about Lil Baby renting out a what? Did I say it funny? Lil Baby.
No.
I did say it weird.
No. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
What happened?
It's you, but I'm laughing.
What did I do?
Lil Baby.
I did say it weird. Yo, listen, I've been drinking. Okay, so anyway, Lil Baby rented out a Foot Locker and an American deli to give away free shoes, clothes, and food during his back-to-school bash in Atlanta. Now, I think that's fucking fire. especially to see a black man in the news for something positive. Yeah. Something wonderfully beautiful as that.
Can I say something?
I mean, I don't know. You're going to bring me down.
I'm going to actually bring you sideways. What do you do when you have someone like Young Thug that, you know, sent people to college and...
Oh, I'm not done.
Did whole food drives, but then still gets, you know, slammed in the slammer. So it's just like, you know, are you doing it out the real goodness of your heart? You're doing it to make yourself like a Robin Hood so the people ride for you?
I think to ask yourself that question without a real reason to ask yourself that question, that's just going to stress you out. Sometimes it's just nice to see.
I have to know.
No, you don't.
I must know what's going on.
That's the devil part on your shoulder right there.
I'm trying to tell you.
But if you just, honestly, and this is just my opinion. No one here has to agree with me or anything like that. But sometimes it's just nice to see a wonderful thing. If you go looking for trouble, motherfucker, you're going to find it most likely.
Yeah, most definitely.
So don't go looking for that shit. Don't even ask that. Just enjoy the good thing that is happening, whatever the reasoning is, it's still changing the lives of the people that it's being done for.
You know what?
That's what matters.
I love it. Thank you.
You know what I'm saying? That's where we are right now. So,
shine bright, boo.
Like I was saying, I think it's great that a black man will be in the news for something nice for once. It's nice to see that. You know what I'm saying? It makes my heart feel all warm and shit. So, from what I understand, this isn't the first time that Lil Baby has done something like this, and a lot of black artists and celebrities have done similar things. And it's just as beautiful, it's just beautiful as fuck to see some light in such a dark world.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Regardless of what the reason is. Especially what's going on. You know what I'm saying?
They just flood you with the negativity.
Yeah. Because negativity is what people look for. They love it. Think about all the things that we find interesting. You know, things that we've, and myself included. True crime, reality TV shows, drama. You know, look into all the things that, you know, office drama. You know what I'm saying? I mean, rumors, yeah, bullying, yeah, fighting. Yeah. That it's just
look at what sells now.
Yeah, it's what sells. Sex and drama. That's what sells. I think drama and negativity sells more than sex, honestly. I mean,
I look at music. I used to love Keisha Cole, right?
Oh, what Keisha done did.
I mean, it just seems like when she got happy, her music changed. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Like, are you throwing shade at her for her happiness?
Listen, I don't wish none of the, you know, I don't wish none of that on
Keisha, anybody. If you happen to listen to this,
I don't wish that on her. Like, I don't. I want her to be happy. Trust me. Trust the God. But my thing is, like, there was a certain type of energy that she put on them tracks when she was really living what she was singing about. That makes sense?
Yeah.
Just like any artist that actually is living the way what they're trying to portray. It's like they put their own flow and energy. Like, you can feel it.
Yeah.
It's heavy.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. I mean, but listen, I kind of get what you mean because, like, for instance, Drake's album that just dropped.
Who?
Drake. See, that's what I'm saying. That right there, a lot, when Drake show you something different, niggas want to hate.
Hold on.
You know what I'm saying?
That's not even it. That's not even it. I mean, Drake is very talented and rich, and I just wish him to
talented
prosper.
Talented and rich.
And so, you know, not saying too much for him. But at the end of the day, he was... I'm really talking about somebody that sings. How about that?
No, I just mean in general when something is different from what they're used to getting.
Yeah, but that's like...
You look at it different.
That's like Monica or Whitney Houston doing country.
Okay, remember when... Well, yeah, that is weird. Remember when... What does that sound? Oh, that's you. Stop doing that.
No, that's you.
Remember when... I'm not moving. That was you when you moved.
I love the rawness of this. Can I say shout out to the raw, unedited version? Shout out to the raw, unedited version.
Yo, excuse me.
This motherfucking
you can
girl.
Hear
what? It wasn't that bad. So maybe you can just overpass it. Okay, but shout out to Em. Shout out to Em.
Kristen from the Bird Show thinks she's the only one who can burp on mic.
I'm
coming for you, Kristen.
I think you just really let that one go. Huh?
I tried
you
not
tried to hold it.
I really
but
did.
But that's one of the ones that just punched through your chest like, bitch, I'm here.
Yo, that shit wanted to escape from my lips, bro.
You ever get the ones that, like, you catch it, but it gets trapped here, but then it comes out like fire breathing dragon.
You'd be like, bro.
You'd be like, bitch, a dragon.
Have you ever laughed and like liquid came out of your nose?
No.
Oh. You know what's the worst?
No.
When you say something and you think somebody's gonna be like, "Yeah, bitch, I know exactly," and then they'll be like, "Nah, I don't know."
I'm looking at you, crazy as fuck.
You've never laughed so hard.
No.
Not even choked.
That's not normal. Coming out your nose.
It doesn't happen all the time, my nigga.
It's not normal. I don't give a fuck how hard. Listen, one time
it burned too because it was coke. Why did I tell you what it was?
You know
why,
what?
I'm why did I have just, to tell you my beverage of choice at that moment?
I'm gonna just pick up this black tan and I'm gonna just have a sip.
He's drinking Yingling black and tan, for those of you wondering. Okay. Yo.
I don't know what you got going on over there.
So when we get back, man, I gotta tell you, the next thing that we're going to discuss.
Mm-hmm.
Is going to break the hearts of millions.
Oh, my God. All right. Is it going to break my heart?
Oh, probably not.
You won't break my soul. You won't break my soul.
Hey, everybody.
Yeah. All right, we'll be back, right?
Professionally silly podcast, y'all. I have a trigger warning.
What do you have?
For you guys.
Okay.
About this next topic.
Hmm.
Some of you might take this kind of hard, and I just want you to all know that I am here for you. So prepare yourselves for what I have to say.
Okay.
Kim Kardashian and Pete Davidson have broken up. They are no more. Does that excite you?
It was okay. It does, because to me that was just a distraction. That whole freaking frolic they had going on. I said, this is never gonna last. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
The guy from Saturday Night Live, really?
Why?
It's Pete Davidson. Who hasn't he been?
Wait, hold on a second. Let me just pause. Okay, I ask you why. And your reason is his entire identity. No, that is shade. He just gave a nigga like a verbal two-piece. Like, what the
fuck? Pete Davidson. Like, he's a whole package.
That's disrespectful as fuck.
I mean, no, but for real, like, the motherfucker just does too much. I mean, come on. He does too much, and his whole relationship was a taunt.
Okay, look.
You know,
this is where I am with this.
And
okay?
Kanye really is the dad of those kids. At the end of the day, you're playing around this man's kids. So, you know, I would have been fucked you up.
Played around with his kids. How? What do you mean?
Did you not follow social media? Like,
I mean, yeah, but I don't remember him playing with his kid. What do you mean?
So, like, he was riding around in one of those, you know, Peachtree City golf carts, right?
Uh-huh.
With Northwest and all of them. He was like, you know, I'm about to get Northwest and them tatted on me and shit. And I got them calling me daddy. Like, and then, you know, the tabloids are messy. So they're going to show you the picture of him in the car smiling at the little girl. And so that would fuck me up. So, yeah, I think I would fuck him up.
I mean, that fucks you up because, you know, those are your kids, of course.
So that's what
but I'm not seeing anything wrong with him riding in a golf cart.
I'm just saying, but you're taunting me. Like, you were coming at me on social media. You were doing
so. You got things. Kanye brain. Okay, so I feel like...
I don't agree with Kanye.
I feel like...
But I agree with the principles of fucking with someone's kids.
I don't understand what you mean by fucking with someone's kids.
Like, you don't use the kid as a pawn ever.
Why? But my question is, why do you think that he was using his kids as a pawn? Like, what?
Social media.
Okay, and who posts social media?
This was coming from Pete Davidson.
And he said what exactly?
Don't quote me on this.
Well, see, no, because you're giving me some really aggressive energy about a nigga you don't know.
I don't like him.
Like, but why? The things that people are writing online.
Can you look
up? No, it's not about what Google says.
No, I said look up his Instagram.
Oh, he deleted his Instagram.
Look up why?
A while back.
Look up his Twitter.
Yeah, we'll get to that in a minute.
No.
But the point that I'm trying to make is that you see how quickly it's kind of like what happened with the Amber Heard and Johnny Depp case. You know how people just they chose one, even though they didn't know anyone. But your energy is so strong.
We knew both of
about
them.
This man. I don't know either. I don't know these people.
I don't like him.
I mean, all right, cool. All right. So I feel like after being
he hurt me.
With Kanye's ass, you stupid. He hurt you. Show me on this doll where Pete Davidson hurt you. Being with Pete Davidson after all the stuff that Kanye put Kim through in their relationship that was allowed for us to see, the things that the media told us. I don't know what happened. None of us really do. That's not our shit. But it seems as if Pete Davidson was like a field trip. You see what I'm saying?
She's a witch, so she probably had them under a spell or something.
She needed some fun. So we all saw what Kanye was on. I mean, fam was telling her what to wear.
Yeah.
He literally picked out her clothes for her.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? To be honest with you, I mean, I'm not a huge Kim K fan, but Homegirl does not need help picking out clothes.
She was controlled.
Yes, it was. Now, let me ask you this, okay? First of all, bruh, I feel like, okay, when their marriage ended, he did some investigation, discovery, Criminal Minds, Law and Order, SVU type of shit.
Forensics?
Yes, all the CSIs, all of that. He did some crazy shit. He was stalking her, publicly embarrassing and harassing her. He did all kinds of stuff. Okay?
Would you not do that?
No, hold on a second. He did all that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Now, let me ask you this. If he wasn't famous, that type of shit would have been terrifying. And if that happened to, let's say, your sister, how would you have handled that?
You said if he wasn't famous?
Yeah, if he wasn't famous. Because it seems like the whole world, especially if you're a Yeezy fan... some people seem to be okay with it and people don't.
I'm not a Yeezy fan. I don't like Kanye's way.
No, yeah.
And just for the record, but I would treat it just like I would treat anybody. Like, I'm going to hear it out, but I go off of principles more so. Because I know when things get crazy, people, they lead off of emotion. You're definitely coming for her now. They lead off of emotion. And, that more times than, you know, you get some fucked up. So let's just go with the facts.
I mean, let's be honest. You can't tell me that he wasn't giving Evil Lives Here vibes. Right. And if you're a true crime fan, you heard of that show.
He was crazy.
He was just, you know what I'm saying? So yeah, why wouldn't Kimmy K want to date a fun guy like Pete who's honest? And let's face it, he's probably packing because from what I hear, skinny guys and short guys have the biggest ding-dongs. That's what my girlfriends be telling me. That's where the real estate is. The good real estate is downtown. I mean, I don't know. But clearly, Pete was, you know, most likely a rebound. You know, dipped that toe because Kim hadn't been with anyone else since Kanye. And they were together for, like, what, 6 years? They were married for 6 years and probably dated longer. I don't know.
Was it that fucking long?
Is 6 years a long time?
I'm just saying, it was that long, though?
Yeah, they were together for a while. I mean, they had, like, 4 kids.
I mean, they do have a lot of kids. But see, I don't follow them, so I don't know. Like, so every time I do see them, like, on a magazine or something, I'm like, damn, like, who the fuck are you? Like,
and the only reason, like, I know is because of what I do.
I only remember them having Northwest. They have more.
She disappeared. I was like, you were pregnant? Oh, yeah, that's right.
I don't recall. Just like Beyonce, when they said she had some twins.
Was that a question mark at the end of that statement?
Seriously.
Yes, she's got kids.
She has more kids than Blue Ivy.
How many? I think she's got, like, 3 kids, right?
So, see.
Yo, me, Alexa. Oh, okay. Well, yeah, I forgot to switch it over.
Alexa, don't be telling our business.
Hi, damn. Shut your ass up, bitch. Yo, I was going to ask her how many kids Beyonce had. You know, too late now. So according to Glamour.com, speaking of Kim and Pete, their busy schedules made their long-distance relationship really difficult to maintain, but they have a lot of love and respect for one another. Now, some say, oh, I hear it in your voice. Some say that it was the age difference because, you know, Kim is 41, Pete is 28, but I don't think that's what it was. I don't know, I wasn't there, but I just feel like I was kind of thrown off by the long distance thing because they're both rich as fuck and probably have access to, like, private jets and first class and all that shit. My question to you is, can rich and or famous people have long distance relationships like you or I? Because they can just go see them.
Is Pete that rich, though? Like,
I mean, Pete has more than he
money.
Shows.
I understand he has money.
But when you're rich, people just do free shit
but,
for
but
you.
But is he really that rich? Because, you know, she's on a whole nother level kind of story.
I mean, yeah, she definitely she's has more money than he does.
And I'm not,
sure.
No, but I'm not saying that for that reason. I'm saying that as so you can say that, like, the way she travels is going to be totally different from him.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he might not mind riding in coach if first class is booked. You get what I'm saying?
Oh, I'm sure she would no problem
just to
flying
get
him
where
out.
He's going. But it's not about that. This is about she would never sit in coach. Mm-mm. You get what I'm saying? That's what I'm trying to say. This is the difference.
Kim
between.
Kardashian and coach?
But that's what I'm trying to say. But that's God. What I'm trying to say.
Can you imagine?
I'm saying, like, she would try to hide it or something like that, you know, but you can't hide stuff like that. Like, she,
can I at least get the entire can?
Yes. It's too funny.
Where is my hot towel? Ma'am, you're in economy.
Like, it's crazy. I mean,
can you imagine if she was in the emergency exit? Oh, we'd all die.
Could you imagine? She's like, how do we open this thing? Can someone help me?
Yeah. Okay, so, all right. They, Kim and Pete, they were together for 9 months. That's almost a year. 9 months. And I can honestly say I never, well, I can say this because I didn't really pay that much attention to it, but.
It's almost a year.
Yeah, almost a year. I never saw Kim happier. Within the last decade, she genuinely seemed happier when she was, like, she was having better days when she was Pete. She was having a good time. They were going pizza dates and going to ball games.
She was
and
getting
she was
her
a
emancipation
time.
Bag, but you know what that's called in reality?
What?
Escape velocity.
I mean.
She was just using him to get rid of fucking Kanye. You get what I'm saying?
I don't so know if I believe in that out. When it comes to this particular thing. I think
now
they
she can
both
go out and actually really, really date, and it's going to be some old fucking man probably. That
who you think it's going to be?
I don't know, and hopefully I don't want to know.
What is your dog doing?
I don't know, but I hear it, and it sounds disgusting.
It's something's in his mouth or
can
something.
You stop? Everybody, this is White Boy Trent, and he is just over here just
making all the sounds.
Clean his teeth or something. I don't know. Anyway.
So who do you think Pete Davidson will date next?
Some black girl.
That's it? Some black girl? Is there a specific one? You just know she's going to be black.
I'm looking more like, you know, Megan Good, you know.
Isn't she No, she's not married anymore, right?
Not anymore.
Oh, woo, that could be fun.
And that looks like they'd actually be cute.
I never thought about that. Yo.
Or.
What, Megan Thee Stallion, all the Megans?
No. Fuck no.
I mean, I gotta tell you this. All of Pete's exes are, like, amazingly gorgeous women, you know?
Or it's gonna be Caitlyn Jenner.
I mean, maybe.
I mean, they always come with some fucked up twisted shit sometimes.
Oh
and you be like, and you just sit there and you
just
be like.
For the just for the drama.
Is this shit real?
They're gonna take just for
are
the
you,
drama.
Are they really go to the awards show? Oh, it's fucking real. This nigga's, oh my God.
Just going through all the Jenners and Dashians.
It's so crazy, bro. I mean, if he's anything like Blac Chyna, you know.
Oh my God.
She's just trying to just hang on.
He's gonna shoot her? Shit. So I was saying, so Pete, you know, like I said, all his exes are gorgeous women. We got Ariana Grande, Kate Beckinsale. We're talking about like models, actresses, singers. You know who my exes are? Cheaters, liars, and crazies.
Well, hold on. Oh, all those people that you just named are cheaters and liars and crazies too. It's just that you don't know their dirt. Now, let's look at the history. Ariana,
okay.
She's been through more fucking niggas than motherfucking a bitch on the corner with some tampons. You know what I'm saying?
What the fuck? What analogy?
Well, I didn't want to say what I really wanted to say, so I had to divert at the last minute.
Why tampons? Know. Why did that? What? Mm-hmm.
Anyway, so, you know, and you can, like, go through the facts on everybody she's been with. From some people that's not here anymore to, you know, she's like a Scarlet Witch.
Everybody's a fucking witch to you.
Scarlet Witch.
All I know is if J-Lo and Ben Affleck get divorced, Pete might just strike. You know what I'm saying?
Now, I see Nick Cannon sliding up in J-Lo.
Oh.
I see
he's
him
still
trying
in love with Mariah.
No, exactly, but he'll never get with that again.
No, that's
so
never
I see
happening.
Him sliding back and trying to like get like, oh, I got J-Lo now. Mm-hmm. You know, Mariah and J-Lo have this little...
The little spat,
they got,
yeah.
Like, a Patty and Aretha thing going
yeah,
on.
Yeah, they've been having beef for years, bro.
Yeah.
It's weird.
Yeah.
So, okay. No, by the way, for those of you listening, you're not aware of this. Yeah, J-Lo and Ben Affleck finally got married in Vegas not that long ago. Like a few weeks ago, I think. Maybe like a month ago. They waited in line to get their marriage certificate and everything. Waited behind four other couples. Now, they were, this is in Vegas, they were actually engaged about 20 years ago, in case you live under a rock. And they found their way back to each other, and it's kind of beautiful when you think about it. Because they even had, this is, you know, 20 years ago, they met each other, it just didn't work out, whatever. And 20 years later, they decided to just, fuck it, let's go to Vegas and get married.
Yeah.
Even, they waited in line to get their marriage certificate. They didn't use their clout to cut ahead of everybody and all of that shit.
I think I might do that.
They just went to Vegas.
I'm gonna go to Vegas and use my clout. Yeah. I am a freaking rapper. My name is Hootabudaga, and you are going to let me fuss you.
First of all, fam, I give you what pizza. The fuck accent is that? What is that?
What?
What is that?
Batiki.
Who the what?
It's my made up tribe in my head. Batiki.
Why did you say that with such like this is what this is?
It's the south of Sierra Leone. It's like Wakanda, but it's called Batiki.
Yo, I wish y'all could have seen the way I was looking at this. Like, you done lost his fucking mind, bro.
I'm fucking with you, man.
I was like, what the fuck? Watiki, what the fuck?
No. It's B-W-I. Voix. You got to say it like a French. Voix. Voix. Voix.
Don't ever look me in the eye and say wah
and
to
I
me.
And I said it with such weird confidence, right?
You did. She was creepy as shit. I was like, yo, is this place real?
She's like, is it real, bitch?
Yeah. Right. Damn. Wow. Ben Affleck and I don't like him.
So hold on. I was saying to you about Ben Affleck.
No, he stole my woman.
You just said to me about Pete Davidson.
I have a reason.
Okay, and I like Kim Kardashian.
No, you don't, bitch. You just called her a witch 18 times
she's
in a row.
Cum dump witch. Yeah, absolutely.
No, we could have had, like, Jennifer, you know? We could have had, like, Amifer.
Ooh.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Jember. Come on. Mm. That's... Okay, I guess Jennifer sounds a little better. Whatever. My heart's broken. Leave me alone. Shut up. Shut up. Yo, Professionally Silly Podcast. We'll be right back.
And she's fine, too.
Which one?
J-Lo.
Yeah. Yo, I hope that you guys are having a great time. There are so many things. What the fuck was that? Did you just do a line? What the fuck? Why did you sniff like that so hard?
It
sounded like you just did a whole line. Like, what the fuck?
No, I was, yeah, it was like a pig. That's why I started laughing.
Blow your nose next time, you sicko.
You're crazy.
Hope you guys enjoy yourselves, man. There's actually supposed to be a lot more, but you know what? I decided to go ahead and make this a two-parter episode here. This is going to be a lot of fun. Because part two, we're going to talk about... What's the best way to describe it? You know what I'm saying? We're going to talk about something very interesting that's
going on.
She's
going to rattle the beehive.
I'm not going to rattle the beehive. Well, I might. Tune in, you'll find out.
She's going
to
rattle the beehive.
Yo, okay. Also, we're going to figure out what our porn star names are.
Are you serious?
Yeah, we're going to figure that out.
I think that'll be really much fun. Can we?
No, oh, yeah, we're going to do that.
Can we?
We're also going to talk about chlamydia.
Huh?
Yeah, there's a lot going on in part two, guys. So if
seriously, what's going on? Chlamydia? Why chlamydia?
Yeah, and there's some other topics that I haven't discussed that we're going to hit.
Okay.
So join us for a bonus episode, part two.
You've got a confession.
No, bitch.
Okay.
Part two, next Friday. Not the Friday after next. Ooh, that was a good movie, though. But next Friday. And also, Chris and I are supposed to do something kind of crazy on Saturday.
Oh, my God. I want to tell them?
Yeah, tell them.
We're taking flight lessons.
So my dad was on. My dad was on Groupon, and he came across some flying lessons in a plane. And it was a good deal. So we're going up in the air, and I'm going to fly it. I'm terrified as fuck about it. I'm going to try to bring my GoPro, see if they'll let me film it. I don't know. But stay tuned about that. If they let me film it, you already know it's going to be a YouTube video.
It's going to be great.
It's going to be a great vlog. It's going to be a lot of fun. I just want to say, if there's anything that you can take from this podcast episode, is Pete Davidson is single and he probably has a huge penis.
If there's anything that you can take from this podcast, it's that, you know, it's going to rain!
It's gonna rain. And here's Ollie with the weather. Yeah. If you get that reference, you're amazing. Yo, shout out to Mello for joining me on this podcast episode.
Bitch, you joined me. Thank you.
No, I believe this is my podcast. Go ahead and check out the Tea Kettle. That's his podcast. His podcast is available everywhere that podcasts can be found as well. Come with me and you'll see how massive your imagination. Your voice got kind of high there. It's nice. It's beautiful.
Are you going to sing it with me? Stop singing.
Somewhere out there beneath the bright moonlight.
Yeah. Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Okay. You know what I'm saying? You don't want this smoke?
Okay.
I got one for you.
Oh, my God. Hit it.
Fuck you, bitch.
What the fuck?
Fuck you, bitch. Fuck you.
Fuck you.
Fuck you, bitch.
Yeah, thank you so much for listening. Subscribe to this podcast. Download some episodes. You can enjoy me Wi-Fi free. That'll be fun. Go ahead and check out the Professionally Silly Podcast Instagram and Twitter at It's Pro Silly. It's all down in the show notes down below. Please. My email's down there. If you got some stories you want to share, some drama you want to tell, some experiences, or maybe you need some advice.
Because we definitely know you guys definitely go through the same type of things. First of all, I just need to know, is it just me? So please, guys, comment down below because I need to know if I'm just weird.
Oh, no, you weird as fuck.
No, bitch. We're weird as fuck. But I definitely might be a little, you know.
Yes. Definitely more so. That right there, that's what I'm talking about. It's weird as fuck. What was that? Yo, 805-664-1828. Leave me a voicemail or text that number. And come join in on the silly right here, man. All right, I guess that's about it. And we'll see you guys next time. Once again, I'm your Audible Boo Thang, Amber Smiles Jones.
She's just Amber Smiles Jones, the Audible Boo.
That's what I was saying. Thank you so much for listening to the Professionally Silly Station.
It's my Audible Boo. My audible boob.
Are you saying boob?
Boobs. We have more than one.
What the fuck? What?
Nah, I'm joking. No, I'm just saying my audible boo.
Yo, it's time to get out of here. He's
love
lost
y'all,
his mind.
Man. Nah.
Yo, Professionally Silly Podcast. We'll see you next week for part 2.
Gotta be silly.